We're on Daf Chaf, Amud Beis, and we'll start again from the words Amar Ab Zera, Amar Ab Nachman. You know, you did that, but just like you said, just get a running start here. Amar Ab Zera, Amar Ab Nachman, Kol Sveika Kamei Shadinan. Right? Which is... on the bottom of Daf Chaf Amud Beis. You guys see where we are? Bottom of Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Amar Ab Zera Rav Nachman called Sveika Lekamei Shadinon, which means whenever you have a suffix, so we're going to just be misafik it, we're going to push it off. Like, well, it's suffix, if it's the 15th or the 16th, is whether it's the 15th or the 15th, but not the 14th. The memra de chamitza v'shitza avdinon arba saloy avdinon. We're not going to be misafik on the 14th day, which would make us a 3-day yom tov, as Yoni had mentioned. V'levin nami arbasar dilma chasure la'av chasure la'el. Maybe we should make also the 14th because maybe it was av was chasur, maybe el was chasur. So therefore, you should have to have on Sukkos a 3-day yom tov misafik. Says the Gemara. If you're going to have two consecutive months of chaserim, so that's going to generate so much hak that word will get there even faster than the shliach bezdin. Levi ikal bavel. Levi reached bavel on the top of daf chaf aleph amud aleph. Bechad sar betishrei. Amar basim tavshila de bavloi biyoyim araba de maraba. It says you're enjoying food. The delicious foods on Yom Rabba of Marav. In other words, this is the day, this is considered to be Yom Kippur according to those that are in Eretz Yisrael. Amrile Isid, so why don't you come testify? Amrile lo shimia mipi bezden HaKadosh, Mekudosh. I didn't actually hear bezden say Mekudosh, so I can't actually testify. Machriz Reb Yochanan, Kolecha Dematu Shluchai Nisan. Now listen to this fascinating, this is a really fascinating halacha here to me. I wish I had time to delve into it because it could have ramifications to us. Machiz Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan came up with the following announcement. See, the Shluchei Tishrei, they're at a little bit of a disadvantage. I'll tell you why. They have Rosh Hashanah, they have Yom Kippur, they got Slichas, they got all the different type of stuff that's going to slow down the Shluchei Tishrei as opposed to the Shluchei Nisan. So the Shluchei Nisan will actually get further than the Shluchei Tishrei. So kol echad the matu Shluchei Nisan, v'lo matu Shluchei Tishrei, anywhere the Shluchei Nisan will reach, the Shluchei Tishrei will not reach. Lev du tre yoyma, they have to do 2 days of Yom Tov. Gzeira Nisan atu Tishrei. So what he's saying is, even though the Shluchei Nisan have reached this place to tell them which day of Yom Tov it is. So in other words, I know for a fact that it is that what the day of Yom Tov is. Still, they should keep 2 days Yom Tov, Gzeira Nisan Atu Tishrei. Because when the Shluchei Tishrei come, they won't be able to reach as far. So let's make it like this. The Shluchim go out, and let's assume that they can get 200 miles out on Nisan, but on Tishrei, they only make 180 miles out. So those last 20 miles... when it comes to Nisan, they'll know when Rosh Chodesh is. But when it comes to Tishrei, they won't. So even though they know when Rosh Chodesh is, they should keep 2 days Yom Tov, Gzeira, Nisan Atu Tishrei. That's fascinating to me because what you're saying is even though we know exactly when Yom Tov is, we still keep 2 days. The reason why I think it's fascinating is because of those of us that are living in Chutzlarts that keep 2 days Yom Tov, even though we know exactly when it is and it bothers us. So there's like a serious precedent for that right here in the Gemara. Rav Evoy Bar Nagri, Rav Chia Bar Abba, Iklu Lahu Asra. They happen to have been in that place. Those, we said it's around 20 mile distance where the Shluchei Nisan will reach the Shluchei Tishrei one. Rav Avdi Chad Yoyma. And they only kept 1 day of Yom Tov. And they didn't protest anything. They were, you know, they were quiet. They were just watching. Shamar Rabbi Yochanan the Ikbid. Rabbi Yochanan heard about this and he was makbid. He was upset. Amar lehu lav amri lehu hechad matu shluchei nisan v'lo matu shluchei tishrei lev du tre yoyim gzeira nisan atu tishrei. Didn't I tell you that? Didn't I tell you you're supposed to keep 2 days Yom Tov as a gzera. So even though you weren't, they weren't doing anything wrong, but they were just, but they didn't protest. And they being Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, they should have protested. Rav Avirogel Davi Yosef B'Tanisa Trey Yoimit. Rava would sit in Tainus 2 days. Oh my goodness, 2 days of Yom Kippur, consecutive. That's pretty intense. And his reason was because he was Sveka D'Yayma. Now we know that usually we don't have a problem when it comes to Elul, because Elul is Olam Chaser, but still, Rava wasn't sure. Zimna Chada Ishtakech Kavose. One time Itaka came out that it was really the second day Yom Tif was Yom Kippur, so he fasted and no one else fasted. Rav Nachman Yosef B'Tanisa Kula Yom Kippura. Rav Nachman was sitting in Tainus the entire Yom Kippur. Le'urta at night, Asahu Gavra, someone came, Amalei L'machar Yom Rabba B'Marava. That night someone came and said, oh, tomorrow's Yom Kippur. In other words, you fasted Erev Yom Kippur, you gotta fast again. Amalei Meheicha At, where are you from? Amalei Mide Maharya. I'm from a place called Maharya. That's the name of the place. Amalei, me, Dimaharya. That's the name of the place. Dimaharya. Amalei, Dam Te Acharise. My blood is going to be on your head. In other words, you're telling me I got to fast again? Dimaharya, Dam Te Acharise. Karele, Kalim Hayu Ridafuni. And he said on the pasuk, Kalim, those that are quick, Ridafuni. In other words, you would have waited for another few hours, I would have broken my fast. I would have eaten a little bit. And you tell me, oh, it's Yom Kippur. Okay, I'll have strength to continue to fast the next day because at least I got a little taste of something. But you came so quickly that I didn't even break my fast yet. And now you're telling me that I got to fast another day. That is going to be rough. Kalim Rudafuri running after me. Shalach Rav Huna bar Oven Lerava. Karchazis, he sent him the following thing. Karchazis, when you see, we're close to the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. De Moshchat Kufas Tefes. Ad Shitzar ben Nisan. If the Tkuf of Tefas has drawn out all the way until the 16th of Nisan, so Avra lahu Shaita, you should be ma'aber that year, v'lo tachosh lo, and you shouldn't have any concern. and it's not a problem of here. Yeah. And you shouldn't be concerned that it's only a Shitas Yachid. Rashi says the Shitas Yachid in Perakam in Sanhedrin. Trying to figure out what. Yeah. Okay, I guess it's a machloikis, how long it's allowed to, you're allowed to continue that way. In other words, as follows. The seasons that we have, they go bust of the sun. But the months that we have go bust of the moon. So we kind of like shift, we like move away a little bit from the seasons. And that's when we have to make an Iberyor in order to to recalibrate, I guess is the best word, to bring things back in order. So once a person sees that it's Mashkat Kufas Teves until Shitzar B'Nisan, then you have to be Ma'abar the Shana. And in order to make that correction. And listen, because it says in the pasuk, this is Shmaris Chodesh Aviv. You have to Shmar, which is protect Chodesh Aviv. Shmar Aviv Shel Tkufa Shetei B'Chodesh Nisan. Make sure that Aviv is in Chodesh Nisan. So make sure that you recalibrate the seasons that they should work. Amar Lahu Rav Nachman Lahanu Nechuti Yama. Listen to this fascinating Gemara. Rav Nachman said to those people that they are sailors, that they're always on the water. And therefore, they have a hard time knowing exactly when Rosh Chodesh is or whatever, because they're not getting shluchim, obviously. So he said, Atun, d'liaditun b'kviyus of the Archa, you, that you have no way of knowing when the new month is. What should you do? Kichazisu, when you see, Sira demashlum liyayma, when you see that the moon has finished, the mashlim, that it has finished the yoyma by the beginning of the day, so bi'aruch yamu, that's when you should burn your chametz. In other words, when you realize that the moon has stopped shining at sunrise. That's the time of the day. That's an interesting, it's a indication that that is chamira, it's time to burn your chametz, which means that it is now Pesach. In other words, you have a suffix when Pesach is. They're on the water. They're not getting any shluchim. They don't have any bezdin. There's no masuos or anything. So how do they tell? When they know that the moon finishes it's no longer shining at sunset, which is the middle of the month, then you know it's time to burn your chametz. Says the Gemara, Emas Mashlim. When does this happen, this phenomenon that we're talking about? The chamitzar, it happens on the 15th. Va'anan me'ar besar mevarinan. We have to burn our chametz on the 14th. So maybe that would be a good indication that it's Pesach. But we need to know the day before. So when you tell me burn your chametz on the day that the moon finishes shining precisely at sunrise, it's the wrong day. It's just the Gemara. Zididhu. The Megalilu Alma, you realize these people, they're on the water. So they are, they're themselves on the horizon. They don't look at the horizon, they're on the horizon. So the world is kind of revealed to them. Megalilu Alma, there's nothing blocking the sun at all. They are Beisai Mashlim. So for them, it actually comes a day earlier because they're on the water. And on the 14th, already the sun, the moon sets. And therefore, people that are on land, that would be an indication it's the 15th, but people that are actually on the sea, it would happen a day earlier, it's an indication that it's the 14th. Amazing how the Chachamim are able to know these things. We are now up to Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the new Mishnah. And now from here on in, we're going to get into Mishnah. We're going to get more into Kiddush HaChodesh, more into getting things done. We're almost finished with the Perek, Baruch Hashem. Very exciting. Al shnei chadashim mechalanas a Shabbos. Al nisra tishrei shebehem shluchin yoitzim the Surya behem esaknes amoides. Now we're talking about over here. We're referring to the witnesses that saw the new moon. Now they have to go to Bezdin. In other words, there are two journeys that happen. When a witness sees the new moon, he has to journey towards Bezdin. And when Bezdin now is mechadash the chodesh, we have to send shluchim out from Bezdin to all of the different communities. So now we're talking about what happens if witnesses saw the new moon and they want to rush to Bezdin to tell Bezdin when Rosh Chodesh is. So al shnei chadashim mechal nes haShabbos. On 2 months, they're actually mechal Shabbos to get there. Al nisav al tishrei. Why shebem shluchim yoytzim l'Suria? Because from those 2 months, the shluchim have to actually go all the way out to Syria, which is pretty far away. And therefore, we want to get the news to Bezdin as fast as possible so that then they could leave from Bezdin as fast as possible. Also in those 2 months, they're making corrections of the Yomim Tovim, which is Sukkot and Pesach. On all of the different months because we needed to make sure that the Korban Musaf was in place. Takanas HaKarban means the Karban Musaf, to make sure that they brought the Karban Musaf and the right Karban at the right time on Rosh Chodesh. Al Beis Chadashim, Mechal Shabbos Vesuloi, you're only Mechal Shabbos on 2 months and that's it. Raminu asked a question. Al Vav Chadashim HaShluchim Yoytzim. Seems that Shluchim are going to go out on all six of these months that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Amar Abai Hochi Kamar, Al Kulam Shluchim Yoytzim Mi Be'erev. Al Nisan Al Tishrei, Ach Yishmi Pi Bezdin Mekudesh. On all of the other months, the shluchim will go out at night. But in these 2 months, the shluchim go out. Once they hear from Bezdin Mekudesh, the shluchim go out. Tanya Nami Hachi, Akulam Yoitzim Ibe'erev, Al Nisan Al Tishrei, Ach Yishmu Mi Pi Bezdin Mekudesh. Tanu Rabbanu Minayin Shemechalan Aleim Es HaShabbos. Where's the source? Of course, we're going to need a pasuk to tell me you could be Mechal Shabbos. For Kiddush HaChodesh. Tamar Lomer, Eila Moadei Hashem HaShetiku Oysam B'moy Adam. B'moy Adam means in their times. So therefore, it has to be done in the right time, even if it ends up at the expense of Shabbos. Yochel Kishem Shemechalim Ad She Yiskachu. I might think that just like you're Mechalit until you're Mekadoshit, kach mechalim ad she yiskaimu. So too, you should have to be their mechal Shabbos until they're mekaimit. In other words, that in order to inform people that that people should keep the right month. So mechal Shabbos in order to inform our people. Talmud loymer asher tiku oisam al kriyasam ata mechalel v'ata mechal al kiyumam. So in other words, we are mechal Shabbos in order to establish Rosh Chodesh. But if people are not aware of the Rosh Chodesh, so we are not going to mechal Shabbos in order to make them aware of that. Shoy beis mikdash kai mechal af al kulam etakonas al korban. Turn around, that originally we were Mechal Shabbos for every single month in order that we should get to Beis Din to tell them about Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, we had the Takana, there's no purpose anymore being Mechal Shabbos for the new month. And therefore, we were not only on Nisan and Tishrei. Okay, my friends, Baruch Hashem, we did some good work. We're up to the next Mishnah. Hopefully, we'll continue with that and more tomorrow. Yeah, I want to start making a little bit more of a push. Maybe we're going to be able to finish the Perek tomorrow. That would be a beautiful thing. Make it a great day, my friends. Make it a great day.